A word for you from Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. This we find in the midst of fearsome promises of God's wrath upon all sin and even upon those who are in Zion. As it says in this whole chapter, those who are on the holy mountain, if they are not close to God and they are compromising God's standards, then the Lord says in verse 10, the earth quakes before them, the heavens tremble, the sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. In verse 11, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? And then we find this glorious promise right there in the midst of God's anger, his promise of wrath upon sin. He says, yet even now. Could it be, dear listener, that these words are appropriate for you, that you also need to hear these words at this very moment? Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. Perhaps you've been wandering away into some grey area of your life, which has tripped you up again and again. Because usually Christians sin because of these grey areas, where they try and get as close to sin as possible, and yet somehow believe they're keeping the law. The Lord says in verse 13, rend your hearts, not your garments. Forget about the legal terms of the contract. God says your heart is what he wants. That is why in our text for today he says, yet even now return to me with all your heart. Yes, we are to return to the word. We are to return to prayer. We are to return to repentance. But the Lord's invitation here is so wonderful, for he says, return to me. This is an invitation by God that you go to him with all your heart. Isimemo esisimanga uNkulunkulu uthi ngisho namanje wozani kim. It's almost as if though it is the 11th hour, it's right at the end. And the Lord says, even in these final moments, yet even now, return to me. Perhaps you're on the verge of some great fall, and God wants to prevent you from it, and he invites you, yet even now, come to him.